USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service Plant Material Center in Florida will host a tour of research plots where they're collecting comprehensive data on the effect of various cover crop mixtures on soil quality and suitability for local growing conditions. The event will take place this Friday, March 13th in Brooksville. Manager Janet Grabowski says you'll be able to see the various cover crops they are working with.
We're highly involved in a national soil health study. This is actually our third year where we're looking at three different seeding rates and three seed mixes, where we're looking at the effect on soil, so we're taking in-depth soil tests. We're also looking at soil indicators, the biomass of the cover crops, and we've been finding some interesting things because we're kind of a unique situation here in Florida, where a lot of the cover crop work in the past has been done in the Midwest, and our soils are completely different, very sandy and fertile soils. So the cover crops don't do quite what they would do in those situations. The types of cover crops we're working with in that study, we've got mixes of grasses, legumes, and brassicas, like the two that we're growing are daikon radish and rapeseed. And we're mixing them seeding rates of 20, 40, 60 seeds per square foot. So we're looking at the effects.
Now the research tour will show how these can work on your farm. Again, the cover crop tour will be this Friday, March 13th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the NRCS Brooksville Plant Materials Center. This information session is free and open to the public. Now lunch is not provided, but participants are welcome to bring their own as picnic tables and water are on site. To learn more, just go to fl.nrcs.usda.gov. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.